Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, dictating desk report on German Martinez. Date of birth 6/26/1972. Date of procedure May 29, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Robert Clement. Procedures performed are esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is GERD, abdominal pain, colorectal cancer, screening and surveillance, and personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy seat, placed in left lateral position, stairs for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia care. A welded with needle and studio gas scope was introduced into the esophagus and remains in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardiac air was suctioned from the stomach before jaw scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam was performed. A welded with needle and studio colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or the cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending and hepatic flexure transverse, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. The terminal limb was inspected and evaluated. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. The Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block, comma. There was evidence of salmon colored mucosa, comma, prog C1M2, comma. Biopsies are obtained at 38 centimeters from the bite block, as well as at 40 centimeters from the bite block for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus, per the Seattle protocol. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for esophageal and throat H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared on a remarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score is graded as 7, 2-3-2, common good prep. Next line, the terminal ileum from the last 5 centimeters appeared on a remarkable. Next line, there was a tortuous left colon. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis with mild narrowing of the lumen. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was a prior tattoo noted. In the sigmoid colon without any evidence of residual polyp. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue PPI daily and given breakthrough GERD symptoms would, breakthrough reflux symptoms would recommend Pepcid 20 milligrams nightly. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAIDs and anti-reflux precautions are explained. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled.